Here we are, Lord. Here we are. Here we are. We're here in this place. We've come together to praise you and to lift you up. You are so special to each one of us. You touched us in different ways, brought us through different things, but we're together in praise because you've done so much in each of our lives. Thank you for your love. Thank you for Jesus. Here we are to worship you. I'd like for you to turn your attention just a few moments, if you would, to one of the scriptures that you've heard during the morning from 1 Peter, the first chapter. I'll be reading beginning at the 6th verse. Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trials of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen ye love, in whom though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Let me go back to that 7th verse just a moment. It says that the trial of your faith, talking about faith now, the trial of your faith being more precious than gold. I want to speak with you a little while this morning. God's amazing grace and your precious faith. God's amazing grace and your precious faith. You know, we've talked a lot about the gifts and about the fruit of the Spirit. And somehow when we think about faith, somehow it seems to be one of the ones that is most important. As we go through the scripture, we can find in so many places how important faith has been to those who the Lord has brought through. We read from the 11th chapter of Hebrews, and Sister Pope preached that this morning. And she went down a list of saints who had some testimonies. Some testimonies because they did what the Lord had for them to do because they trusted in the Lord. They knew that the Lord had purpose, and they didn't know what the purpose was necessarily, but they knew the Lord had something for them to do, and they went the way he told them to go. As Minister Cole said, Abraham went not knowing what he was going to do or where he was going to do what he was going to do when he got there, but he trusted in the Lord. You know, I guess the relationship of the Lord has to begin with the, as the scripture says, we find in Proverbs over and over again, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. It's the beginning of knowledge. What it's really saying is that's the beginning of our relationship. First off, we need to recognize how powerful God is. Fear of the Lord means we know that God is able to wave his hand and change everything. Everything that exists could go away. And things that don't exist, he could bring into being, not just by waving his hand, he could speak the word. He's so powerful. And we need to recognize that power. And I guess if you look at his power and look at our sinful natures, somehow we ought to be living in fear. And that's how our relationship begins, the relationship with the Lord, knowing who he is and knowing how far we are from being what we ought to be. But somehow that relationship continues to grow stronger as we look and realize that even though he knows that we stumble and we're not doing what we ought to do, he makes a way for us to get through the things that we're going through. He prepared a way for us to be able to be washed from our sins and to be able to one day live in glory with him. That's the kind of God he is. Our relationship begins by recognizing his power and then by recognizing his love, recognizing who he is. And because of who he is, yeah, we know that there are certain things that we need to do in order to try to be more of what he would have us to be. Of all the things that we have, one of the most important things and we're going to be speaking to that, obviously, is our faith. God wants us to know who he is, recognize who he is, praise him for who he is, and do the things that he would have us to do. Somehow the reason that we walk according to his will is because we know who he is. Because we realize that he has certain things for us to do, we try to do those things. We're walking by faith. We trust him. We believe that God is the God of the universe. And we've come to believe and realize and recognize that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. With all of that, that faith is what allows us to be saved. This was read a little earlier in the scripture. We are saved by grace through faith. It's not because of our works. It's not because we've done things right. It's not because we've walked according to God's will. It's because of our faith. Our faith is so important in so many parts of our lives, in so many things that we do. We need to have that faith. As we said, then those old saints that we read about in Hebrews, we know that they believed in the Lord and walked according to his will. But you know, somehow, if you look at our lives, each one of us realize that we become better and find ourselves living better lives and find ourselves enjoying life more if we trust in the Lord. If we really believe that God is God, and we realize that those promises that he's made were promises to each one of us. Every promise that's in there, I believe that's my promise. The things that he said that he would do for us, I believe that he'll do for me. The things that he said I don't have to worry about, I believe that I don't have to worry. He's not going to allow Satan more on me than I'm able to bear. I believe that. He said I'm going to be able to come through situations. I'm going to be able to hold on to his. I believe in the Lord. I believe he will not forsake me or leave me alone. I believe all those promises. My faith tells me that God will live up to the promises that he's made. My faith lets me know that he loves me so much that he was willing to allow Jesus to die on a cross for me. I've got a friend in Jesus. That's my faith. And that faith, by having the faith that you have, the stronger it is, the better your relationship with the Lord. The stronger it is, the more probable it is that he's going to bring you through that situation. Somehow it seems that we don't even ask him because we thought, oh, no, that's not. No, no, we need to trust in the Lord enough to know that he loves you enough to listen to you and bring you through and out of your situations. You got to trust him. You got to believe that faith, that faith, that faith. You know, we can go through the scripture and find so many places where Jesus said, now Jesus was right there. Oh, Jesus healed that woman, and Jesus healed this man. Well, Jesus did. But you know what he told him? He said, your faith has healed you. He told that. He told the blind Bartimaeus, it was your faith. He told the woman who had been had an issue of blood for all those years, your faith brought you through that situation. Your faith did. Your faith did. It wasn't because you were so smart. It wasn't because you had so many friends. It wasn't because you found money in the right spot. No, no. You trusted in the Lord, gave it over to the Lord, and he was able to bring you through and bring you out. You trusted in him. You gave it over to the Lord. When you give it over to the Lord, somebody said, give it over to the Lord, and he'll work it out. That's faith. That's believing. That's recognizing God is who he says he is. Faith, faith, faith. Somehow, one of the most important of the gifts and the most important of the fruit of the Spirit is faith. Because you see, the stronger your faith and the more your faith grows, the more you're able to accomplish those miraculous things. Okay? Of God's amazing grace. Hey, that's what brings us through things, we say. We realize that God's grace is there, and there's no limits on God's grace. I know that. I recognize there's no limit on God's grace. So with all of that grace that God has and all the ability that God has, we shouldn't have to worry about anything. He can make anything happen that needs to happen in our lives. He's able to do it. He's able to do it. So now let's see. God's amazing grace, what's missing from this situation? The only thing that's missing is our faith being strong enough to put it in his hands. We're believing for sure that God is able. So with God's amazing grace, and Peter says, you don't realize how important your faith is. Your faith is like precious. It's more precious than gold. It's more precious than gold. It's so precious because somehow with your faith and God's grace, there's nothing you can't do. With God's grace and your faith, you can accomplish all things. You have to have enough faith to put it in his hands, enough faith to talk to him about it, enough faith to let go and let God. You have to have enough faith, your faith, with God's amazing grace. You can accomplish all things that you need to. Don't care what you're going through. Don't care what the situation is. Doesn't matter how long it's been going on. None of that matters. All that matters is you recognize that God is able and he loves you. God is able. And he cares about your situation. God is able. He's just waiting for you to trust him enough to ask him. You have not because you ask not. You didn't even knock and you expected the door to open. No, we need to trust in the Lord. Realize that he is there for us. He just wants us to trust him enough to have enough faith in him to make him a part of every situation. Whatever you're going through, God wants to be a part. He already has the answer. He doesn't have to figure it out. He already knows where you are. You don't have to say, Lord, here I am. He knows what's going on in your life. He knows how many tears you've cried. He knows all about it. That's his amazing grace. He's willing to help you. He's able to help you. He's there to help you. We've got to have enough faith to put him in, to make him a part of the algorithm, to make him a part of the equation, to make him a part of our situation. We are saved by grace through faith. In other words, we have to believe. Once we believe that he is who he says he is, then that amazing grace, we find ourselves being saved. All those people who he talked about, they went through some things, but God brought them through by faith. Well, we've got some folks right here, and I'm not going to ask for a show of hands because there'll be a whole lot of hands go up, who can tell you that in this place, there have been prayers sent up. And somehow, because of faith, God has brought them through some things. Some operations where the doctor before has shaken their head a little bit. Now all the doctor could do is wave his hands and smile and say, God did it. We've had some amazing things to go on. Amazing things. That's God's grace. God did that. God moved. God changed. God worked situations. God did all of those things. Isn't that beautiful? We took part in it. Yes. I'm not going to take credit for it. All I'm going to say is we had enough faith to give it to God who is able to do anything but faith. You give it over to God and expect things to work. You give it over to God with faith. Give it over to God knowing he can and watch him move in your life. God's amazing grace and our precious faith. Your faith is precious. That's why it's good to know that when you're going through something, you're going through some difficulties, it's good to know that what's going to happen when you go through that is your faith is going to get stronger when God brings you out of it. Mm-hmm. Because as your faith gets stronger, you believe more, you trust more, and that stronger faith along with God's amazing grace. Can you imagine that? This beautiful, amazing grace that you already have, and now this faith just grows stronger because you went through something. The more you go through, the more trials you go through, the more difficulties you face, the stronger your faith is because God brought you through again. He brings you through, and every time he brings you through, you just know him better. You feel more comfortable even asking him. You know God's going to do it. You feel more comfortable knowing that no matter where you are, whatever you're going through, God's able to bring me out of this. I don't know how I'm going to get out of this, but you know what? I know God will bring me out of this. I don't know how long it's going to take, but I know in his own time and in his own will, he's going to bring me through. And that's faith. You got to have it. You got to know that he's able and know that he will. Faith. I believe on this day we can talk about faith, but somehow our faith, somehow when you combine it with God's amazing grace, we've got something special in that faith. So the more it grows, the more you go through, the stronger your faith becomes, the more powerful you are as a Christian. If I've been through something and God brought me through, I'm stronger than if I'd never gone through anything. You know, when I was growing up, I had a lot of folks who could talk about what God had done for them. And I believed. I'm not saying I didn't believe. I believed. And somehow I suppose I had some faith because I trusted in those folks who were telling me what God did for them. That's a good thing. But you know what? I know a lot better about the things that I had to struggle through myself. Yeah. I know a lot better about how God will lift you up after I fell down a few times. I know a lot better that when there's a situation where it seems like it's no way out, and I remember that God brought me out. That's my testimony to myself. I'm going to tell other folks, because I hope my testimony will help somebody else strong, be stronger, because he brought me out, and he's no respecter of prayer. He'll bring you out, but he'll bring you through. He'll help you because he helped me. It's good to hear my testimony, but your faith is going to grow strongest when you're the one who can say, I was down. I was in a situation. I was helpless. So all those words, somehow you sweep on the side. I'm through. I made it out. God brought me out. God lifted me up. God changed the situation. It's good to have your own testimony. That's the way your faith grows. That's what Peter's saying here. So though you go through some difficult times, you go through some trials, all of those trials just make your faith stronger. Your faith, which is more precious, it's your most precious possession. All the things you got, you might rattle some change. I don't know if you can rattle faith or not. But faith, you've got it. And don't be concerned about the fact that you have to go through some problems. That's only making that faith stronger and better. God's amazing grace combined with your precious faith, that faith which is a fruit of the Spirit. The Spirit is helping you to grow stronger with everything you go through. So the more Satan throws up against you, the more trials you have to face, the better off you are, because you'll always have God's amazing grace. And combining that with that precious, 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 can't help but say precious, precious faith, that growing faith, that real faith, you can accomplish all things. I can do all things. All things through Christ that strengthens me because of his amazing grace. Let's talk to God. Oh, our Father and our loving God, on this day we've been talking about faith, and we realize, Father, we could talk about faith for weeks, because some of us can look at all the things that you have done for us and we trusted in you to bring us through it. Father, we can look at the scriptures and see how so many trusted in you, and because they did, you gave them great victories. Father, we thank you for the victories that those of us who are here right now have. And somehow, Father, we ask that you just remind us that we ought to look at each of those victories. And somehow with those victories, let our faith grow stronger, trust in you more, and recognize that we can do all things through you. Father, you brought us through. You continue to bring us through. And we're so glad that you allow the relationship to grow stronger, even though we stumble every now and then, even though we may not have done everything the way that we ought to do, somehow, Father, you continue to be there for us, and we thank you for that. And we thank you, Father, for reminding it is not by our works, but by your grace. Father, no matter how good we've been or how much we've accomplished, no matter how much we spent, no matter how much we do here in the church, somehow it's not by our works. All of us, Father, have fallen short. All of us would be on our way to hell were it not for your grace and your mercy. Those who are sinful, Hitler, we would say, well, we know he's on his way to hell. And we may say, well, I think that that preacher over there, well, I'm glad he's on his way to hell. Well, we were all, that preacher, Hitler, no matter who it is, on the way to hell, except by faith. And we put ourselves in your hands by faith. We allowed ourselves to be saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. By grace, through faith, we have been saved and we have an opportunity for glory. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for your grace and mercy. And thank you, Father, for the faith that you're building up in each of us as we become more and more aware of who you are and how much you love each one of us. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. 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 Amen.